This is Fresh Fire, a God's Spirit House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, September 15th. God's word for you today is travel light. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, and it says, His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that as you have come into God's presence today, God will breathe on you Himself, change your heart, correct your course, and empower you. So, I do a lot of physical traveling, and something I have always loved is to travel light. I love to just walk into the airport and into the plane, not having bags to check in. No excess luggage. When we look at what happens at this time of the year, into the new year, unfortunately, we all have baggage that we have accumulated in the expiring year and in previous years. Jesus liked to travel light. Jesus was always going from one location to another, preaching the gospel. Jesus' parents had to go to Bethlehem of Judea just before Jesus was born. They could not have carried much for the trip, just the essentials. Even when Jesus was born, he had to flee to Egypt. I am sure Joseph could not carry any furniture along on that trip. Throughout his ministry, Jesus was always traveling light. However, toward the end of his life, Jesus became laden with burdens that were not his own. Starting with the cross, he had to carry his cross and climb up that mountain. He collapsed under the weight of the cross. Jesus carried the cross for us. When he was on the cross, as much as he liked to travel light, the weight of the world was on him. Jesus carried the weight of the world so that you and I can travel light. Jesus went to the cross and died on the cross so that you and I can actually travel light. Unfortunately, in our lives, as we go from week to week, month to month, and year to year, we inadvertently gather baggage. So, we are carrying the baggage of pain, hurt, disappointment, letdowns, and we are laden. Today, God is saying to you, let it go and travel light. We also gather baggage of things we have acquired over the years. The shoe that was purchased for that person's wedding, or the dress for that naming ceremony. We have things to let go of. Over the next few days, we're going to focus on letting go of things because God wants us to travel light. Interestingly, we think we need to own this and that, or buy this and that, for us to feel among, to be accepted, to measure up. What the enemy tells us is that what we do not have is what we need to be happy and fulfilled. It is a big lie. So, because our vacuum is there, we think that the things we do not have are the things that we need to be happy, fulfilled, and complete. What do? We go ahead and buy more things, but you are saved. You already have all you need to be happy, complete, and to be fulfilled. You already have all that pertains to life. Let us pray. Father, help me to travel light physically and spiritually. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.